sensor inside that detects when you are poised to speak.
No, he didn't.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Me and that playboy in trouble again. Extra, extra, extra.
Rodney Keogh, brand manager for Bosch Lawn and Garden Products.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
First piece of equipment, and this is really, really, really simple, that we have is what we were tuning in at the very, very start. Rodney, what have we got?
This is a new piece of equipment for the garden. When we're out in the garden working, we like a bit of entertainment and still keep in touch with what's going on in the world. So, Bosch have launched, and this is a brand new...
And listening to The Sod Show, Rodney, make sure and get that in.
Absolutely, and listening to The Sod Show. Bosch have, this is a brand new model, only coming out, it's just been released. It's a PRA 10.8 Li radio. Now, the PRA 10.8, don't let that panic about you, that's just a model number. It's a waterproof radio that you can use and abuse outdoors. So when you're out in your garden, doesn't matter what the weather's like, you've got company there with the radio going in the background with The Sod Show on.
That's good, man. That's good. Okay, so the usual way that I would listen to, and this sounds a little bit silly, but a show of recent that didn't involve me involved Brian Green. I would be a man for literally pick up The Sod Show on iTunes, stick the earbuds in, put the earmuffs on the outer, and then I kind of do it a little bit that way. Phil... this is what, whilst, you know, don't get me wrong, this sounds slightly frivolous or maybe an untoward way to start off a garden radio show, but this isn't about the industrial great big gardening machines. This is a little bit more domestic. I tend to have the radio. It's still a tape deck. It's the first radio that I bought when I was 14 years of age, working as a runner on Westmoreland Street. I think I paid £20 for it at the time, which my wages at the time were £40, to put in context. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to radio while you're gardening?
Always, yeah. I like to have that thing just humming along, particularly now as we're starting to become more less industrialised, less machinery around the place and so on. You now have more silence around you, so it's good to have something ticking over there.
We talk about the, and I know Mary Boren covered it there for the Irish Times recently, and the rise of the podcast. Is there a place for the radio, or in this case, a portable waterproof radio, just to put in context?
Well, bear in mind, this is a radio designed for broadcast radio. It is not an internet radio.
Yes, you have an aux in there if you want to connect up your iPhone or your Android phone as well.
Well, there we are.
If you're
That's
streaming.
Answered straight away. So I can stream straight from my Android or my Apple phone, and off we go.
That's why the 10.8 is in the part number. You can either run it on the mains if you're in the shed or near the shed, or you can run it on a 10.8 volt battery.
And
it will also charge the battery at the same time. So if you've got power tools, and we've a lot of garden power tools now available in the 10.8 lithium ion range, we've a trimmer and a hedge cutter, and it's the same battery.
So does this, just to clarify, we did review beforehand the Bosch battery powered chainsaw. That battery, I gather, is a little bit too big for this radio.
Yes, you're talking.
it's interesting. The battery concern is for hand tools, small hand tools. And the question I would ask is, if you have the radio plugged in your garden shed on the mains, can you whip out the battery? Will the radio work without the battery?
It will. You have the option. You can run a battery only or mains only. That's the option.
That battery can be used somewhere else or in another piece of kit, for example?
Absolutely. As I say, the garden hedge cutter, 10.8 volt, ideal for small hedges, sort of town size hedges, and can also be used in the new 10.8 volt line trimmer that we have, which is also launched this year as well.
That is just mad. Take the battery out of your radio and power up your power tools. And as you'll probably be aware from listening to the last shows that we did with Bosch, I'll put the links in up on sodshow.com, at Sodshow on Twitter if you're stuck, and we'll give you the links for that. But the battery for the blower that we had on and the battery for the chainsaw are interchangeable over. So if you buy one with one battery and it goes low, you're not sitting there waiting. You just swap them over, if that makes any sense. Okay, let me see. What else have we got in our arsenal for today, Rodney?
Okay, since you were on the 36-volt team there earlier on, I think we continue on there now with a 36-volt lawnmower.
Okay, so just to describe this, this looks to me, let me see, it's a little bit on the plastic side of it. It seems extremely lightweight. It appears very lightweight. Phil, can you pick that up in one go, with one hand? You can? Yep, that's being done right in front of me. I'll put the photographs and maybe a little bit of video up
and
on this.
And there's a special handle for lifting it up with one hand.
Okay, so that's fine. That's that part out of the way. But unlike most... How do I say this? So Rodney's in my company, so I'll try and be nice, but at the same token, it kind of reminds me of a lawnmower that would fit a small domestic back garden. That's the first thing. Mostly you would see something similar shaped or styled to this. I say similar-ish. It would come with an electric cable coming out of it. This, on the other hand, doesn't have an electric cable, Rodney.
Yes, no electric cable at all. There are three different sizes available in this lawnmower. You have a 32 centimetre, 37 centimetre, and this one here is a 43 centimetre. And cordless lawnmowers are becoming more and more popular. Size of garden for coverage, 32 centimetre. Anything from 300 square metre size garden up to this machine here, the 43, will be suitable for gardens up to 600 square metres.
Okay, so just to break this down, Bobby Brown, for those of you living in, let's say, a three-bed semi-D that has been built within the last, let's call it 15 years, the average size of about back garden is usually about, if you're unsure of this, you take one builder's pace forward, so to speak, and you might measure about 8 meters by 6 meters or 8 meters by 10. That's the average standard approximate garden size. So that makes you about 80 maybe square meters max, and you're saying this will do 300 square meters easy peasy.
Yeah, the entry level model, the 32 centimeters, no problem.
Okay.
Ideal for any town garden. And people say, well, why go for a battery lawnmower? In Ireland, we tend to, you know, go overboard when we're buying stuff. I know people who have gardens as small as you've just talked about, but they still have to have a 3.5 horsepower petrol engine with the biggest grass collector on it, you know,
yeah.
And they're out and one or two lines up and the garden's done and it's big and it's bulky and you have to store petrol and you have to change the oil in it and you have to get it serviced every year and you've all that to contend with. With battery operated, you just plug in the battery, charge it and away you go. No oil, no petrol.
You said no oil?
No oil. You don't need any oil at all. The only maintenance on the battery-powered lawnmower down the road, should you need to, is to change the blade every season or two, depending on how good or how badly you treat the blade.
Okay, can we start this so we can get an idea of sound?
Absolutely. Like all good power tools, you have two switches. You have a safety switch, which you have to push first. And then when I pull the switch to turn it on, there will be a gap, and that is actually the computer that's within the machine is testing everything, all the variables, before it will actually start the blade.
Okay.
So there you go now, you're running at full power.
Okay, so just so you're aware, the microphone is kind of at my head level, and you can hear it operating quite softly in the background. That is, do you want to give it a push forward? Wow, okay, and just for my own sake, let me try and lift this if I can.
The handle is designed that when you're lifting it, it's balanced to be lifted without the grass box, because obviously you want to reduce all weight when you're moving the machine from one place to another. So if you now lift it without the grass box, it's perfectly balanced, as you can see. You can try that yourself, Peter.
There's two things about lawnmowers for me. Number one, can I fit it into the boot of my car? The answer on this occasion would be?
This particular unit would fit in a very small car boot.
Okay, so that's the first thing. If you, let's say, go and cut your mother-in-law's grass, maybe once a year at Christmas time, because you're that type of son-in-law, then this will fit into your, what would you call it, small electric-sized car boot, backseat, one of those things. That's the first thing. Doesn't take up a whole lot of space. Looks pretty good.
You'd stick two of those into a Nissan Leaf, actually, quite easily in the boot. That's my guess.
Okay. Cost-wise, what's the range, Rodney?
Cost-wise, you know, depending on how well you shop around, from the 32 centimetre version right up to the 43, you'll pay between 500 and 800 euros. Sounds like a lot of money, but if you weigh that up against your petrol alternative, a good petrol lawnmower will set you back 300, 400, 500 euros anyway. And then you got to remember, with this machine, you've no petrol to buy. It's very cheap to charge the battery. You're only talking a few cent every time you change your battery. Petrol lawnmower might cost you €2 or €3, depending on the size of your lawn, to cut it. So over a period of time, you've well saved with battery power. Plus, it's quiet, and if you're into it, it saves the environment as well. You've no fumes.
Okay, and I'll tell you where it really does save you, but it's that Saturday morning where you wake up, you put on the coffee, you go down, you get the Irish Times, you're sitting down and you're going, this is the dream, the kids are gone out of here, no offence, not that you don't like the kids or anything like that, you know, and you're going, yep, turn on the radio, I'll listen to the Sod Show, I'll do one of those things, and then you go, I think I'll cut the grass. Grant, I'm out of petrol, into the car, down to the petrol station, sugar, got myself a breakfast roll. All of a sudden, you realise you forgot about reading the Irish Times, you've just left the kettle on, the cat's in the bathtub, the chimney stack hasn't been cleaned, she's on her way home, and you're in big trouble. And there you go. Walk outside, stick it on recharge. And these are lithium iron ion batteries, so even if you recharged it on the 31st of December and you came out in March, it's still got full charge.
Absolutely, still got full charge. And if you were short a few strips while you were cutting your grass and your battery dies, you know, a 30 minute charge will give you 80% of your battery. It takes 1 hour to completely fill the battery to 100%. So I mean, cut a bit of grass if you run out of battery power.
If you run out of battery power, go listen to the Sod Show.
Yeah.
Cheapers to two, you know what you know. While we have you on the radio, what kind of money are we talking there? And you do a smaller and greater radio than that one as well.
Yeah, there will be another higher spec model up from that one too. And the radio's between 120 and 150 euros, depending on where you purchase it.
Now, the beauty about this one and why I set my eyes on this was because if you're a camper like me, and you might remember when I was camping in Cork down with Finn Barrow-Mahony, and we had literally got, 40 millimetres of rainfall overnight and 80 kilometre winds, up to 90 kilometre gusts, and I was camping outside. Sugar, I left the radio outside. That's where that one comes in, fits into the shed, and also works quite well. That's it. And radio... I'm sorry, but radio for me, if gardening is relaxation, is top of the pile. Okay, moving swiftly onwards. What else have we got, Rodney?
The final 36-volt item I have here today as well is a 36-volt hedge cutter. Keeping with the 36-volt range, we've everything covered now. We have a line trimmer. We have the lawnmower and the hedge cutter as well.
This to me, this is, if you're looking for a model on this, and I'll put all of this up on sideshow.com, that's the AHS 5420Li. The 20Li is obviously a 20 volt lithium ion battery. And
it's what? A good guess, but it's wrong.
Right, it's wrong, is it?
The 54 stands for the length of the blade, so it's a 54 centimeter blade.
Okay.
And the 20 stands for the thickness, the maximum cutting thickness, 20 mil. So about as thick as my finger, maybe a bit more. And then the Li, you're right, is lithium ion.
Okay, so I got one part right, but that's why we have the expert on. Now, you've just taken the battery out of the lawnmower to power up the hedge cutters.
Absolutely, yeah. So you want to hear it?
Hold on a second. That's the same size of battery that runs the chainsaw and the blower?
Yes, correct. Runs them all. Yeah, you can. You do have the option. You could buy one, the lawnmower, we'll say, with the two battery version, and then you can buy body only on the chainsaw, body only on the hedge cutter, body only on the line trimmer, body only on the blower. So you don't have to keep buying batteries all the time. So once you've started your system, you can just add body only tools.
Give us a test run sound, and I'll keep talking away in the background, and you can hear that powering away. So the hedge cutters is about a foot and a half away from me. And that's the sound that you're getting. It's actually very quiet.
Much quieter than a normal petrol device. Much, much quieter.
Cost-wise, how much are we talking?
If you buy this with battery, I'll price everything with battery, but with battery and all, it's about $269.
And is it possible to be able to buy that without battery? Obviously it is.
Yes, you can. Call into any Bosch agent around the country. Now, more than likely, they may or may not have the battery. Body only version in stock, but it can be ordered. They're easily accessible.
Okay, so that bodes the question that I didn't ask you, now that I'm after realizing on the lawnmower, which is how much you can obviously buy the lawnmower therefore without the battery as well, which brings the price down from what did we say?
Well, again, depending on the model, it could bring it down to €300 or €400, depending on which model you're going with, if you're just buying a body only.
So if you're smart like me, what you do is you start to realise quite quickly, if you have the chainsaw and you have a blower, then you don't need the battery for the lawnmower and for the now hedge cutters. and you don't end up having to drive down to the petrol station with that old jerry can that I used to have when I was going cutting grass when I was, what, about 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age and coming home with 12 quid on a Saturday.
Yeah, the other thing you've got to remember about these moors is that the petrol moor, the typical petrol moor that you were just talking about for 350, 400 euro has a pull start. A good quality moor has a pull start. Right, if you want an actual electric start on top of that moor, that's going to add considerably to the price and make it very, very comparable to this thing.
So if you're unsure what's happening here, go back in podcast land. Pause this one. If you're in podcast land, that is, pause it. Go backwards. Find the interview, which is The Sideshow Meets Rodney Keogh. Just put in Rodney Keogh. It'll come up and you'll see one with a guy called Jean-Pierre Lahoux. That's why I said just put in the Rodney Keogh, but it's easier if you're listening to the CIA. Just type that one in. I'll put the link into it in today's show notes anyway. And if you take a listen back through that, what you'll actually find is the bit that myself and Phil did on hedgerows and batteries and battery powers, and it goes into the cost of charging a battery versus what 1 litre of petrol will get you, the cost of 1 litre of petrol, the usage and the whole lot. So mathematically, does it absolutely make sense? Of course it does. There's no question about it. And we've noted that. If you need to go a bit more in depth, go backwards, listen, and then come back to us here. Grant. On today's one, I think to the more domestic range, the question is, does it make absolute sense for you? It does, but what I'm kind of starting to realise is that if you kind of buy in with the range, some people will say that's very smart, of course it is, but if you buy in with the range that we're suggesting, which is you need a hedge cutter, you need a lawnmower, you might need a chainsaw if you're in a, let's say, a three-bed semi-D style house, but you might need the blower. And if you've kind of got one battery and you're only cutting the hedge once a year or twice a year or trimming the hedge, then you're probably onto a little bit more of a chicken dinner. Is that a fair way to suggest that one spends their money, Phil?
I would say, look at the practicality of it. You are only going to be the sole user of all these devices. You can't use them all at the same time. So basically you just buy the battery for as many people as are going to use these tools. So one should suffice. Right, and if you are not the type of person who likes to hang around to wait for a recharge because you've been using these tools all day, then a second one mightn't be a bad idea to have in the background, charging away.
And at the same token, as Rodney noted, the recharge time is about 1 hour.
30 minutes for 80%.
If I was to hold that lawnmower or push that lawnmower non-stop till the cows came home.
Well, that's the $64,000 question. It does all depend on how long your grass is, how wet the grass is, etc., etc. But give or take, you will get anything between sort of 25 and 40 to 45 minutes mowing time. So if the grass is exceptionally wet and a bit long, you will have reduced mowing time. Once your grass is under control into the season, you will obviously, if you're keeping it good and short all the time, yeah, about 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes mowing time on a single full 100% charge.
Put that in context, a sod show is 28 minutes long if you're listening in radio land. We average about 25 minutes in podcast. It takes me 1.5 sod shows to cut my grass and I live on an acre. I'll bite, I'm doing that with a ride-on lawnmower. A domestic garden, back garden, three bed, semi D, 8x10 should take approximately
10-15 minutes.
About that max. And this has got a collector on it as well. And that would allow for the dumping and the collecting or the putting it into your brown bin. You put it into your brown bin, don't you? Your grass clippings.
No, I do not. That's another story.
Well you mulch them, but in we're talking not, you live on an acre of land, you're closer to cattle. Rodney, you mentioned an anti-locking system on AHS 5420 Li. Don't get confused by that, people.
That's the hedge trimmer.
That's the hedge trimmer. Thanks, Phil. What is the anti-locking system?
Yeah, it's an anti-blocking. Blocking. You're okay. Yeah, Phil was playing with the machine during your break. It just means that sometimes you might find, with even an electric hedge cutter or whatever, you may come to a branch that may be slightly too thick for it to cut, or it may be just at the maximum, and it will anti-block, which means that it will lock on and then the machine will automatically go into reverse and release it from that branch. You may have seen or happened to you in the past, you've struggled where it's locked onto a branch and then you're twisting and turning trying to release the hedge cutter. this does it for you. It automatically releases. Now, it happens so fast, it doesn't interrupt with your cutting. It just continues on.
Yeah, for those who cut hedges with petrol, the petrol equivalent or greater, the industrial hedge cutters, not trimmers as I would call them, if you've ever got a block, the secateurs is quite handy to have in your back pocket. We did note that we were going ahead for a five pieces of equipment. We have in last week's show covered the lawnmower, we covered the radio, we covered the hedge cutter. They are all working on battery powered. We are now onto something entirely different, Rodney. What have we got?
There are line trimmers, strimmers, some people call them, and then you have more as you head towards the professional end, you have what they would call in the trade a brush cutter. This machine is an electric brush cutter, a proper electric brush cutter. You can either use the heavy duty trim line on it, as you see on it here, or we can switch over to the blade. You see the professionals on the blade. This is great for getting rid of, you know, brambles, thistles, really heavy stuff that your normal domestic machines are not great at getting rid of. Sorry, 950 watt motor on that. It's powerful, it's very well balanced, and it is mains. You say, why go mains? We've been talking about battery. We really need power in this, and this is an alternative to running out to your store and purchasing a two-stroke machine when you don't really need a two-stroke machine. You don't want to have in your shed two-stroke oil. And again, you're in the petrol department as well. Getting the mix right. You get the mix wrong, your two-stroke machine is banjoed, as you know.
My, how would I call it, brush cutter, weed cutter, strimmer runs on a blade. It comes with a harness. It's a heavy-duty piece of kit. It's made by a different brand, and it would have cost me somewhere in the region of just under £1,000. Do I suggest it's comparable? Is it?
You're down to about €160 in comparison. Now, I know your machine's a professional machine. Professional machines need to be tested to a higher spec and so on. But, you know, for the domestic market, this machine is absolutely fantastic. It's as good as what you'll spend on all those cheaply advertised two-stroke machines that you'll see out there in the market for a couple of €100.
So are we talking high-spec electric as versus lower-spec petrol-based? Is that a fair way to suggest it?
Yeah, it's not competing with the professional market at all. This is very high spec electric brush cutter, for the domestic market.
Okay, so what Rodney's doing while we were talking away there is it comes in two parts, and one is obviously, if you want to call it, it's like the somebody cut your sweeping brush in half, except it's got the rotary part on it, which is the strimmer head. You would know it. I mean, I remember my dad had a brand when they first came out. This is probably going back about 20 years ago. And I won't mention the brand name. Well, we can. That was Black & Decker. And when you hit it off the floor, Phil, the reel used to pop out. And then it just became a pain in the tush to change the coordinate.
No, they were relative toys. I mean, they had the look of a strimming tool, but they couldn't do the work of a normal petrol engine device.
That model was based on a very short handle, if I remember correctly, on a button, and it used to pain me slightly just being arched over while strimming all the time. This is probably closer in model design to the one that I would use on a professional level.
It certainly would. You can see the diameter of the brush, or the wires that are at the end here. So basically the line on this is the exact same size as what you'd see in a professional cutter at the end of the day, and I would guess that this thing would clean the grass right down to the clay, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely, it would indeed. You have a normal domestic line trimmer that, you know, the average Joe, can we say that, goes out and purchases, sure. It's generally 23 centimetres in width. It's a 23 centimetre cut. This machine is 37.
That everybody hates with strimmers that are of line, which is partly why I use the blade, is the actual changing or the extending or the adjusting of the wire bit, and the hope that you actually don't have to take the head off the strimmer and undo the wire thing, which is just, it's a pain in the backside. I'd throw the thing in a ditch. Obviously I wouldn't, I'd bring it to my local wee recycling centre and all of that stuff, but you get what I'm saying, it's just not worth the hassle.
Yeah, you can see here, this is the replacement line, and you've got a storage facility there in the handle on the machine, so you've always got your line with you. You don't have to run back to the shed for a replacement line. I know what you're talking about. You take the cover off, the spool goes everywhere, and it's just, what do you call it? It's like bird's nest. It's just a mess, and it's terrible to try and fix. Very tedious. With this machine here, as you can see, it's just quick release.
Yep.
That's the cover off. Imagine that's worn down to absolutely nothing, and then the replacement goes in just like that. That metal bit goes in there.
These are much stronger than your average line that you see going into the average trimmer. These are like two cables. It's like a cable that's being put into this thing. So this thing is going to deliver quite a lot of business.
So what Rodney has done is he's taken, there's a handle, the handle is shaped like a vuvuzela, if you remember them, and you lift the lid off the end of that and you pull out one of these wires, which essentially is just a strip of wire with a little metal bit in the middle of it. Pop off a cap, stick it in, boom, and you're sorted and you're absolutely flying.
Yeah, and you can see there with the harness on as well, it's well balanced, so you know, you won't have arms like Popeye after you finish doing the garden. Your shoulders and your back is taking some of the weight.
What strikes me, Rodney, is it looks very light, and if anything, it looks nearly... You don't believe that it can do the sort of work that it's supposed to do. It just looks so lightweight, and I was nearly going to say flimsy, but it certainly isn't flimsy. You can see it's actually a well-made product. But this, anybody can use this, either Joe or Josephine, in that context. Yep. So it is.
Yeah. And that was the Sideshow Extra Part 1 with Bosch UK and Ireland. Our thanks to Rodney Keogh for his time. Normal Sideshow, or usual Sideshow, returns this Friday, live 3 p.m. on radio and 4 p.m. in podcast land. You'll find it in iTunes and all good podcast stores, or just head to sideshow.com. If you like what you hear, it's at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/thesideshow, or sideshow.com, as I said, for all of the back catalogue. You can drop us a wee little rate and review in iTunes. It would be very much appreciated. Who have we got coming up on the show? Ooh, Sherry Carney this Friday. We spoke to her at Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. You do not want to miss this one. It's an absolute cracker. And part 2 of the Sideshow Extra is next Friday. That's it from me. Take care. So long. Bye-bye.